Religious institutions in Washington have been exempt from discrimination rules, but that could be changing. The Washington Supreme Court says some employees whose duties are non-religious can bring discrimination claims. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Larry Ockeltree was working as a security guard for St. Joseph Medical Center in Tacoma when he suffered a stroke that affected his left arm. Ockeltree said he could still work, but the hospital fired him. Ockeltree is African American. He sued for discrimination based on race and disability. His lawsuit ended up before the state Supreme Court. His attorney, James Beck, says the court faced a difficult balance.
The middle ground has got to be somewhere where religion is able to operate without unnecessary government interference, but at the same time, religion isn't given special treatment.
A majority of the justices said there are valid reasons to treat religious institutions differently when it comes to discrimination laws. The goal is to protect religious freedom and avoid state interference. But a majority also said Ockeltree should be able to pursue his discrimination case. Justice Charles Wiggins said employees in non-religious roles should still have the right to sue. Another attorney for Ockeltree, Stephanie Bloomberg, says courts may now have to decide which jobs are non-religious.
Where there are those positions where there are some jobs that aren't clearly religious or secular, there's going to be a gray area, and that's why we have court.
Employees of religious nonprofits can also sue in federal court. Ockeltree's lawsuit is going forward there. Cheryl Willard is an attorney for Franciscan Health System, which operates the Tacoma Hospital. She says with this decision, the state Supreme Court has created a carve-out, not necessarily intended by legislators. She suggests that they could change the law. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.